on Thursday, we had highlighted the slowdown in bullish momentum. And as things played out, this slowdown triggered a round of profit taking and risk off flow. There have been two primary drivers of the sour tone into Friday. The first is the explosions and attacks in Afghanistan. Geopolitical tension has been heating up, and this has made for a more stressful climate. The second is the wave of Fed speak that was just taken in. The market heard from a number of Fed hawks, and with that came a lot of talk about the need to be moving towards a taper sooner than later. And of course, investors weren't going to be liking those messages, and so stocks sold off accordingly. Now, we didn't see anything overly aggressive as far as risk liquidation went, and we think this could have a lot to do with expectations that Jerome Powell will save the day when he steps up to the mic with his latest commentary and outlook for the U.S. economy. Investors will be wanting to hear that all is well, and the Fed won't be paying attention to the hawks and the minority, and will continue to hold off on that taper. Of course, if the message doesn't come through this way, it could very well lead to an ugly Friday. Other notable standouts on today's calendar come in the form of Aussie retail sales, German import prices, Canada producer prices, U.S. personal income and spending, U.S. core PCE, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.